Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. Praise the Lord. This is why we worship Him. Amen. This is why we worship Him. Glory be to God. Just worshiping Him just because of who He is. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank God for that sweet worship on tonight. Glory to God, just putting us right in a worshipful mode, amen, on as we embrace and as we enter into this Sabbath of the Lord, this time of rest, this time of reflection, amen, when we look back over our week and we give God thanks and we give God praise for all that He has done day by day, amen. If you can remember hour by hour, amen, that would even be more personal and more intimate, amen. But this is how you observe the Sabbath, amen, by giving God thanks for what He did every day, just sitting, thinking, meditating, being grateful unto him. Hallelujah, and blessing his name. This is how we observe the Sabbath. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on today. We bless him. We bless him. We want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one that is coming out to be with us on tonight. Glory to God on this this Sabbath evening. Amen, Jesus. It's a beautiful place. Amen, a beautiful place to be. Glory to God. And I don't know about you, but I'm grateful. I'm feeling grateful tonight. Amen. I'm just feeling so grateful tonight for all that the Lord has done, all that the Lord is doing. Glory to God. Amen. And I know that as the song says, amen, when the praises go up, amen, the blessings come down. Amen. But we just bless him because of who he is. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, if he doesn't bless us anymore, glory to God, he's already done enough. Amen. He's done the work. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God on Calvary. He did the work, people of God. And did he not say, it is finished? Amen. So it's finished. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. For the manifestation of the finished work. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody ought to say that tonight. Lord, I thank you for the manifestation of the finished work. Yes, sir. Glory be to God. Just tell him. Tell him. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. Bring your spirit to know that it's already done. Bring your spirit to know that the Lord already got it worked out. Amen. Glory to God. He don't have to figure it out. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. All we want to see is the manifestation. Amen. So we bless the Lord today. We give him thanks. We give him praise. We honor, we glorify him for his goodness and for his grace. Amen. We just, amen, just. Amen. It's just a beautiful day. Amen. It's a beautiful day. Amen, Jesus. Like I say, that worship song, glory to God, just really sets you in a worshipful place. Glory be to God. Amen. A place of serenity. Amen. A place where it's just you and the Lord. Amen. You and your brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. In that place of admiration and adoration. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you, people of God. We want to ask you, even as you're coming in, don't forget, please tell somebody else about it. Please tell someone else about the PNN. Amen, Jesus. Tell them about it. Tell them to come on in. Text a couple of people. Tell them to come on in and join you on tonight. Glory be to God. Tell them that there's a blessing. Amen. And there's a blessing, and their name is written all over it. Amen. Tell them, I can't get yours and you can't get mine. Glory be to God. But you got to be there. You got to be present. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord today. We thank him again. We do glorify him. We do magnify him on today. Amen. Truly the Lord is great and he is greatly to be praised. Amen. So we just thank him on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for all of our listeners, amen, from far and near, those that are listening other countries. We thank God for you. Thank you for taking the time out to come and be with us. Amen, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for taking the time out just to come and be with us in the presence of the Lord. We thank God for you. We thank God for you, amen. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Those that are listening in other countries, glory to God. Just like to mention a few. Amen. Just want to let you know that we know you're listening. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And that we're picking you up. Amen. On the waves. Amen. Whether you're listening from Australia or Malaysia, the Philippines, India, Denmark. Amen. Sweden, Brazil, China, Canada. Amen, Jesus, Tortola, glory be to God, Bahamas, Nassau, Bahamas, Jamaica. We just thank God for you. Amen. At some point in time, amen, you came over, amen, on the lines. Amen. So we thank God for you. We bless God for you. Amen. We're praying for you. Amen. We're praying global. Amen. We're praying all over the world. Amen. Glory to God, because we need a move. We need a move, amen, from the Lord. We need a word from the Lord, amen. So you're always in our prayers. Glory be to God. We ask that you pray much for us. Amen. One thing about a people of God, we cannot get enough prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. We cannot get enough prayer. Amen. So you pray for us as we continue to pray for you. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God that the will of the Lord, the divine and perfect will of the Lord might be done in our lives. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight. We glorify him. Amen, Jesus. We glorify him in the highest. In the highest, we glorify him. Amen, Jesus. Just thanking him on tonight. Glory to God, for he is the originator. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the author and the finisher of this line. Glory be to God. Amen. He is in control. Our Lord, amen. Oh, my God. Jesus, glory to God, he is in control. Glory to God. And we don't mind relinquishing, amen, the controls unto him, because he knows how he wants it. He knows the plans. Remember the word last night? He knows the plans, glory to God, amen, God's plans that he has concerning us, concerning this line. So we bless the Lord on tonight. We thank him, amen. Just want to bless the Lord for my leaders, glory to God. The late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, thanking God for him and for, glory be to God, Mother Carrie James, thanking God for her and the first family. Thanking the Lord on tonight, amen, for, glory to God, apostle, our senior apostle Huggins, Samuel Huggins. We thank the Lord for him tonight. Glory be to God. Thank God for, amen, Lady Ray, the woman of God that stands by his side. Just want to thank the Lord tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina, amen, and Minister Doris Tina. Thanking the Lord for them on tonight. Thanking the Lord for my pastor, amen, on tonight, apostle. Glory be to God, D.G. Taylor. Thanking the Lord for him. Shepherd Mother Taylor, thanking the Lord for her on tonight. And just thanking the Lord on tonight for all of the leaders that come to this line that contribute, amen, in whatever way. Amen, Jesus, glory to God for your prayers. Amen, as the Lord would lead. Amen, if you, amen, amen, blessed financially, glory to God. We just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for whatever you've done. We thank you. Thank you for thinking about us. Amen. Glory to God that the PNN is on your mind. Glory be to God. So we thank God for that. Amen, Jesus. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Glory to God. We thank the Lord tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. We thank God for each and every one of our advisors. Amen. Holding their space and place in this outreach ministry. And we thank the Lord for it, amen, because there's so much more that they could be doing, glory to God, but the Lord saw fit to pull them into this work, amen, glory to God. And listen, people of God, it's beautiful, it's marvelous in our eyes. We thank God for each and every one of them, amen. We bless the Lord, amen. We thank the Lord for now our celestial intercessor, amen, that has gone on to be with the Lord. Glory to God, prophetess, evangelist, Paula Everett. Amen. We thank God for this woman of God, the life that she lived, the stance, amen, that she sat in the midst of us. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God, a sense of holiness. Amen. Holiness. Glory to God. And we thank God for her in so many things that she has shared upon this line for the people of God. So we thank the Lord, amen, for each and every one of you, people of God. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you always, amen. Glory to God. We just listen. We just one big family, amen. Glory be to God, amen. Serving the Lord, glory to God. Moving forth, amen, on this King's Highway, climbing up the King's Highway, amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord for you. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for you. We love you. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. More than you can ever know. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We bless him. Amen, Jesus. And we will be live broadcasting on tonight. And people of God, we just want to let you know, in particular for our newcomers, just to let you know that this is a live broadcast and that you can get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. You can get a copy. All you need to do is text us. Text us, let us know that you would like to have a copy, and we'll get it to you absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything, but we do ask that once you get it, that you send someone else a copy so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. 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 And we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We glorify him. Glory to God, for truly he's the giver of life. He is the giver of life. Amen. And so we just thank him today. Amen. Jesus, we bless him today. Glory to God. People of God, we're not going to hold you long on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're not going to hold you long. Amen, Jesus. But tonight, we're so grateful. We're so grateful. Amen, Jesus, for this woman of God. Amen. Glory to God, that's going to come to us on tonight. Glory be to God. It's been a minute. Amen, since the platform has come to our platform. Amen, Jesus. And we want to get ready, amen, Jesus, to receive her on tonight. Glory to God. But before she comes, people of God, let us sanctify the mind. Let us lift our voices before the Lord.
The recording has started.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Bless your Father. Bless you. Bless your name on tonight. Father, we bless you. We bless your name on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless your most holy name on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless your name. We bless your name. Glory to God. But Father, if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to give you thanks. It wouldn't be enough to give you praise. Even until now, until eternity, it wouldn't be enough, glory to God, to give you praise. And Father, we come on tonight. We're coming, glory to God, collectively. We're coming one by one on tonight. Father, we're coming this night. Glory be to God. And we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one of us now. Glory to God. Look upon us, Father, not in your wrath on tonight, but in your tender mercies and in your loving kindness. We're asking you to let up, Osha. We're asking you, glory to God, to look upon us tonight. Look upon every situation on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. For you are the God that healeth. You are the God that healeth. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless your precious name. Glory be to God. We bless your precious name on tonight. We bless Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We bless your name on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We come on tonight with uplifted hands. We're coming on tonight. Glory be to God with open hearts. We're coming on tonight bowing down before you. Glory to God. For you alone are worthy. You alone are worthy of all of the praises. Glory be to God. And we bless you tonight. We bless you tonight, oh God. We bless you for forgiving us. We bless you, glory to God, for pardoning our sins. We bless you on tonight for giving us another chance, glory to God. Father, for what we missed you, but we thank you tonight that you've given us another chance. We thank you tonight, glory to God, that you've given us this day. You've given us this hour, glory to God, that we can get it right, glory to God, that hallelujah, glory to God, we can turn it around. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you for leading us. We're thanking you for guiding us. We're thanking you for directing us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Glory to God. Father, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for ordering our footsteps. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for your divine direction. We thank you tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We ask you, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let thy kingdom come on tonight. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on tonight. Thy kingdom come. That will be done on tonight. That will be done in us. That will be done, glory to God, for everything that concerneth us. That perfect divine will be done in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you on this night, Father, we're asking you to look upon this line. Look upon, glory to God, this people in the precious name of Jesus.
Father. Father, for you know what we have need of before we even ask. And Father, we're asking you, glory to God, to look upon the line, look upon the hearts of your people in the precious name of Jesus. Look upon us tonight. Look upon us tonight, O God of Messiah. Father, look upon us tonight and move, glory to God. We're asking you to move by your spirit. Move by your anointing, O God. Move, glory to God, and break yokes on tonight. Move, glory, Emoshah. Father, move on tonight. Oh, God, and sever every chain in the precious name of Jesus. Set your people free. Set your people free on tonight. Set your people free, glory to God, in every situation that seeks to hold them bound. Set your people free on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Precious, Hayarabahaya. Precious is thy name, oh God, and we're asking you tonight, we're asking you all tonight to have your way in the midst of us, have your way, glory to God, have your way on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus, glory to God, do what you will in the midst of us, heal on tonight, heal in the body, heal in the mind, heal in the soul, Father, heal in the spirit of your people, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, heal as only you can. For you are the God that healeth. And Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We bless you on tonight. We thank you for your strong arm of salvation. Father, we ask you tonight, save to the utmost. Father, from the guttermost to the utmost, save on tonight. Save your people from their sins. Save your people, oh God, before it's too late, in the precious name of Jesus, we're asking that you would touch the hearts of your people. Touch now. Touch the hearts of your people, oh God. Cause our hearts to be tender towards you, tender towards your way, tender towards your direction, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you do it now again, for here we are again, assembled. Here we are again, assembled, because we're hungry for you. We're thirsting after you. Glory be to God, and we know, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, that you're going to feed us your people, feed us till we want no more, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we bless you. We thank you now. Thank you for moving over the airways. Thank you, glory be to God. Thank you, glory be to God. Thank you for moving in the crevices. Thank you for moving in the alleys. Thank you for moving in the crack houses, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for moving in the hospitals on tonight, in the nursing homes. Father, we thank you for moving on tonight. Thank you for moving in our home, glory to God, each and every one of us. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for moving, oh God, in every continent, in every country on tonight. Father, we're thanking you for doing it. Thank you, Gloria Mahaya. Oh God, for we are your people and the sheep of your pastor, and we thank you tonight. Thank you, for you are the good shepherd. Father, we thank you. We bless you on tonight, Father, and we say, have your way. Have your way in the midst of us. Have your way, glory to God, as only you can. Father, we're asking that you would bless the speaker now. We're asking, oh God, that you would rest your anointing upon her, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Cause your anointing to fall. Cause your anointing, glory to God, to be shed abroad upon your people. Glory to God. And for this, Master, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. For this, we give you honor. For this, we give you glory. Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover, and we shall be covered in the precious name of Jesus, Father. And even tonight, we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid backlash right now of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We forbid retaliation tonight. We forbid it as sons of God, and we stand on it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify you for all that you've done, for all that you're yet to do. We thank you now. We bless you. We honor and we glorify you in thy precious name. Jesus, glory to God, in thy precious name. Jesus, Gloria Mahaya, in thy precious name, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on tonight. We bless him again. We thank him. Amen, Jesus. We just can't thank him enough. Glory be to God, because he's done so much, people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. If we ever run out of things that he's done for us, amen. Glory be to God. Let us consider, amen. Hey, glory to God, our families, our loved ones, amen, those that are far, those that are near. Amen, Jesus, so much so that we should be uttering a prayer unto the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Every hour of the day. Amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight. We bless him. We thank him on this night. Amen. Glory be to God. We are so very grateful on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We are so very grateful. Amen, Jesus, for our, again, our advisors. Glory to God for each and every one of them holding their space in place in this work. Amen. Glory to God. Can't nobody cross over nobody. Amen. Everybody just stand in their lanes. Amen. So we bless the Lord for that on tonight, and we thank you for your coming. Amen, Jesus. Truly, there is a word from the Lord for you on tonight. And tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, as we've stated, amen, Jesus, we're not going to hold you long. Glory be to God. But on tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, we're so grateful to have, amen, one of our PNN advisors, amen, to join us on tonight. It's been a minute, amen, since we've heard from her, amen. But we thank God on tonight that she is availing herself to come and speak with us, the people of God. Amen, Jesus. And that is none other than, amen, Jesus, glory to God, Minister Evangelist Ali Booker on tonight. Amen. She's going to come, amen, Jesus, with Ollie's hour. Amen, Jesus, Ollie's hour. Glory be to God. We want you to be attentive. We want you to get your pen. We want you to get your paper. Amen. Come on, take some notes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get your takeaway notes. Amen. Hallelujah. Your takeaway notes, amen, are those things that hit your spirit, those things that really stood out unto you. Amen, Jesus. That you declare. Amen. Glory be to God. So on tonight, glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Again, without, amen, further delay, amen, we're going to ask, amen, Minister Booker, if she would, amen, come on over to the platform side on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And tonight, people of God, the woman of God, amen, is coming to us, amen, from Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. A great, great, great big ministry on tonight, amen, Jesus, in several different places. But we thank God on tonight, amen, for what the Lord has rested in her heart on tonight. And she's going to come and share, amen. Again, she's one of our PNN advisors. And tonight, people of God, receive, amen, Minister Ali Booker. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. We praise God for the pastor. We praise God for the prophets. We praise God for the evangelist pastors and teacher. Praise God for co-pastor Sarah Heatherton. I bless the name of the Lord from the bishops. I praise God for your pastors and your leadership. And I praise God for your coming tonight. We're not going to hold you long. Some of us have planned to go to the celebration and the homegoing of our dear sister in the Lord. And we're not going to be before you long tonight. And we just want to praise God for each and every one of you all in your respective place. And Minister Bradley already given due benevolence, and she already set things in order. So I'm just going to come and just for not long, I just want to thank God for how he have watched over us today and kept us all day long, and how he saw fit to bless us with this day.
Yes.
And I do rejoice, and I am very glad in it. I really am. I am so grateful to God for my upbringing in the Word of God. I thank God for my late pastor, Bishop S.D. James, and Apostle S.D. James. And I praise God for co-pastor Sarah Heatherton, and we sit under him and his teaching, and Pastor Perry, and all. I praise God for everyone that's gone on and interceding on our behalf, Mom, my dad, and others that, and those that remain in the earth. I magnify the Lord also for those that remain in the earth, that also standing in the gap on the behalf of God's people. And I praise God for Apostle Taylor, and I've sat under him as well in his teaching. I praise God for so many I can call names. And Pastor Bennett and also Bishop Randolph. I just want to bless the Lord for the visionary tonight. I praise God for my life, health, and strength in my family. I bless God for the Holy Ghost. I praise God for his grace tonight. I truly thank God for his grace. And I thank God for his mercy. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost, and I thank God for Jesus Christ, that he loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, or I say on him, we don't have to perish, but we can have eternal life. And I bless the Lord for that. And I'm not going to be before you long. I know I said that. I'm repeating myself because I'm reminding myself. Also, now, Father God, we are grateful to you. We're thankful for how you saw fit to bless us on this day and brought us together. Have you brought us together one more time just to come in fellowship with you and with one another, God, in the name of Jesus, and to make mention of your name among the people. Now, Lord God, we ask that you search our hearts and examine us, Father, all that stands before you of us that displeasing in your sight. We ask that you wash us, purge us, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness for thy name's sake. We ask, O Heavenly Father, make our pathway straight. God, in the name of Jesus, we also, Father God, ask you to create within us a clean heart. Father God, we ask you also renew a right spirit in us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Father God, that's a lover of the truth. Make us a lover of the truth in the name of Jesus, because it's the truth that will make us free. In the name of Jesus, bless you, this people. Bless the hearing, Father. But most of all, God, bless the doer in Jesus' name. Now, Lord God, anoint my lips with clay in the name of Jesus. Lord God, have your way and let your will be done. In your Son, Jesus' name, we do pray. We thank you for all things. Bless this work. Bless this ministry. And bless the visionary. God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you in the family. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We don't come tonight just for a little while. We want to talk about the difference between praises and worship. Wouldn't you say that's a difference between praises and worship? That anybody would say that's a difference between praises and worship? Or is praises and worship the same? Real talk. You can unmute your phone. You can do it. And then when you answer the question, then you can go back and mute it. Is there the difference between praises and worship, or praises and worship the same? Okay, no one want to participate. Minister Bradley, you and I can participate. Is praise and worship the same, or are there a difference between praises and worship?
You want me to?
There's no one on
the lines, or just let our listeners come on if they will, or you want me to open the lines for anybody to come forth to speak?
No. Just if you see someone want to come, I was asking a question because I wanted to ask. If you see someone that tried to come on, they can hit *6 and just come on and answer the question.
Okay.
You don't have to open the line for everyone, but if you see someone, like when you're doing prayer,
we can.
Is there anyone who would like to answer that question?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. It's a difference between praise and worship. Worship is when you go before the Lord, just you and him, and you're worshiping him, and you just in his presence. You just, you and him in his presence. And praise is when you go before him and just give him the praise and the glory and the honor for all that he's done. That's what I do. So, yes, it is a difference between praise and worship.
God bless you. Yes, it is a difference between praises and worship. When you say sometimes we get it kind of mixed up, we think praises and worship is the same. Sometimes when we're in a setting and people just begin just to praise God, just to magnify the Lord and just begin to lift him up. And sometimes some people cry, some people rock, some people dance, some people just tap their hands, some people just may shake their head, and some people may just go off in a tongue or whatever. And sometimes we see it, and sometimes you people will think that they are truly. They get kind of confused about worship and praising. Prayers in the word that let everything, everything that has breath, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Let everything have breath praise the Lord. Everything. But everything that has breath can praise the Lord. Every last one of us can praise the Lord for all of his goodness and his marvelous work. His tender mercy. All of us can praise the Lord. But God said that's a different to how you worship me. He says, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. You can't separate them. You got to do in spirit and in truth, truth and in, but everything to have breath can praise us. But they that worship me got to do it in spirit and truth. And the Lord seeketh such to worship him. To worship him. To worship him. To worship him. Worship him when it's good. Worship him when it's bad. And praise likewise. I'm not going to be before you long. And the scripture says over in Psalm 70 and 4, it was telling us about giving the Lord glory that due to him. And would you, sometimes I will say, give God that due to him. Give God that let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Let God be magnified. We want God to be magnified. And then that's Psalm 70 and 4, excuse me. Let God be magnified. That in Psalm 70 and 4. And give the Lord glory that due to him. You're going to find that in Psalms 96 and 8. Psalms 96 and 8, it is telling us to give God that's due to him. Psalms 96 and 8, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. Ain't that all right? Give unto the Lord. Glory due unto his name. Now you did that. Bring an offering. An offering of what? Praise. Offering of thanksgiving. A wave offering. And come into his court. And then it also says in verse 1, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. For show forth his salvation from day to day. Then he said, declare his glory. Where? Among the heathen. His wonders among all. I love that word. All people. Why? For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all God. Above all God. Mm-hmm. Ain't that all right? Ain't that all right? Mm-hmm. Yes, it's all right. It's all right. Yes. It's all right. It's all right. For all the gods of the nation are out. But the Lord made the heavens. Yes, he did do it. Honor and majesty belongs to him. Majesty belongs to him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ain't that all right? Isn't that all right? So, do you praise him when it's good? Or do you praise him when it's difficult as well? We have to because if we learn to praise God in the difficult times, if we learn to praise God in the hard times, if we learn to praise God when we're feeling good, we learn to praise God when we're feeling bad. We learn to praise God when we're broke. We learn to praise God when we got a few dollars in our pocket. And I'm not going to say a few dollars, because if I keep saying a few dollars, all you have, a few dollars, I'm changing that. When you got thousands in your pocket and you got thousands in your account, we learn to praise God whether we have or whether we don't have. Mm-hmm. We learn to give God that is due unto his name. Mm-hmm. Because why? He is worthy, right? Right? This real talk. Or do we just magnify the name of the Lord? Or we on the mountain and we want everybody to hear. He don't bless me with a car. Real talk. We want everybody to know God don't bless us with a car. We can't wait to get in the sanctuary. Hey, so we can tell of his goodness. We can magnify his name for he sent us an unexpected check for $5,000. And we can't wait to get in the sanctuary, or we can't wait to sign of somebody. Or if he blesses too much money, people not going to tell that too much, because they may think somebody want a little bit of it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But nevertheless, God, he's still good. And we come tonight just to say, even Job. Now, this is a form of worship now. I'm going to the form of worship, okay? Praise is going to stay right there just for a minute or two. Now I'm going to worship. Job said, God get it. Didn't he say so?
Mm-hmm.
And God take it. Didn't he say so? Be in the name of the Lord. Didn't he say so? Job said that. Job. Oh man, Job said, the Lord gave. The Lord gave. And mm-hmm. the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's what Job said. That's what Job said. Mm-hmm. Job said that.
Mm-hmm.
He said that. And when we look at Job, and the predicament Job was in, and Job had praised the name of the Lord, and Job, God loved the Job, and Job, faith in God was counted as righteousness, and God knew Job. And no, you're getting ahead of yourself now. Hold up. You talking about Abe, old man Abe. Hold up. Job was, God tested Job. Yeah. God tested Job. See, because Job was a man of character. Yes, he was. Job was a man of character. Job held his integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did. Job was a good man. Job was a godly man. And Job knew new servant God more better than diamonds and rubies and silver and gold and cattle and things. And when Job was in a predicament, Job was in a serious situation. Yes, he was. And before Job get out of one thing, they come and tell him something that, lies like that, isn't it? When you say so? When you say lies like that? Some of them like that right now. Before, ain't not out of one trial. If you're not in one, you're going into one. And if you're not in one, you're coming out of one.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, you're in the middle of one.
Right.
So we all are going through something. We all are facing something. And then we're in the days and times where it used to have some type of certainty. You could have had some type of sure. But now we're in a mercurial situation that we've talked all these years about trusting God. But now the story's going to be written. Mm-hmm. Are we truly? Job, old man Job, former worship. And then his wives gonna come. And sometimes our husband and wife will talk foolish, the children will talk foolish, everybody around you'll talk foolish. Man, you ain't messed up. You've been going through this here for two or three months, man. And then you praying for other folks and saying what God will do, and look like God don't left you. Uh-huh. Look like God not thinking about you. And you praying for something. Look like you need to be praying to God to get you out. Get me out, Jesus. Get me out today. I'm tired, Lord. Get me out. Get me out, Jesus. Get me out right away. Get me out. I'm praying, Lord, get me out. But I have not learned the lesson that is so important to worship him, to worship him, to bow down and worship him, to worship him. Job said, God gave it. Yes, he did say so. God gave it. The Lord gave and the Lord have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job held his integrity. His friend said, Job, instead of coming and encouraging, you want to come and find a fault. Job had boils on him. He had to put the acid on him so he it could cool him off. And he wouldn't do all that stretching. You know what I'm saying? But Job held his integrity. Job believed in God. Job trusted God. And Job, he was a man born a few days of what? Not a little bit, full of trouble. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. But Job did a form of worship. Uh-huh. He held his integrity. Yes, he did do it. Yes, he did do it. Yes, he did do it. He held his integrity. Ain't that all right? Ain't that all right? He held his integrity. Talking about old man Job tonight. Praise the name of our God. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I bless his name tonight because why? God is so worthy of all the praise and all the glory and the honor it due unto him. It due unto his name tonight. And then I'm going to move right on. We're going to go move right along. And then we're going to go now. We talked about Job was steadfast, That's worship. Job held on. even in the worst of situations, my children's going. That one is leaving it. And it looked like everything messing up. But nevertheless, he trusted God. He trusted God was going to bring him through, and God did bring him through. Mm-hmm. God brought him through. God brought him through. God bless him with more. More. And get me out, Jesus. Get me out now. Get me out the right away. Sometimes we have to stay in here. So we can learn the lesson that God is trying to teach us. Uh-huh. So we can get that lesson learned. So we can learn how to give him true praise. So we can learn to come to him with true worship. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. We have to stay there. Stay right there until you get it. So sometimes we think we got it and we don't have it. We get out too quick. We don't learn the lesson. That's why some of us do repeat. We become repeat offenders. Uh-huh. Yeah, some of us do, because we didn't stay in it long enough to learn the lesson. Okay, now we're going to go back to praise just for another minute. Just for a minute, we're going back to praise. We're going back to praise. Yes, we are. We're going to go back there. We're going to go back to praise. Just for a minute. Now, Lord God, I found the wrong one. I'm getting my scripture together. I'm just getting my scripture together. Just be patient, just for a minute, because it's right here. Uh-huh.
Minister Olive,
thank you, Hope.
While you're looking at, while you're finding your scriptures, I'm really enjoying the our straight talk on tonight and just being so blessed by it. And, you know, praise is that vehicle, that expression that the Lord has put within us, his people. But then the scripture says that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Amen. So everything, the trees, everything, amen, in their own way, they can praise God. Amen. But we, the people of God, we're the only ones that have a free will. He gives us free will that we can praise him or we don't have to praise him. But everything else, praise him because of who he is. But having that will, to praise him and having that understanding to praise him because of who he is and because, you know, we get so tied up in praising him because of what we need, or praising him, you know, when we're in that hot spot, instead of really coming to relationship where automatically praise him. We just praise him in the morning, praise him in the noonday. It's like a love affair. You know, when you're in love with somebody, you think about them all the time. And even as the scripture declares, as the heart or the deer panteth after the water, so my soul panteth after thee. And that, when we really get into praise, when we really get into praise to understand what praise really, really does for us, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, we praise the Lord and we you know, people have a tendency, and this is the body of Christ at large, praising him because, you know, like you doing him a favor. You know what I'm saying? Like you doing something, you know, for him. He don't need your praise because even as the scripture declares, you know, the rocks will cry out. If we fail to praise him, the rocks will cry out. They'll cry out without a will. They will cry out unto the Lord, giving him thanks and giving him praise. And even in the midst of this lesson, this platform, I do pray that we really begin to, and you know, this praise has been coming forth a lot lately. Those of you that have been on the line throughout, that have been on the line here every night, praise has just been coming forth, coming forth, coming forth, coming forth, coming forth. And I believe it's because we haven't gotten the essence. We have not gotten the essence of what praise really can do, what praise really, really will do for us. Not that we're praising him for stuff and things, but once we really begin to let go, and as they say, just really let the all the valves open, you know, all our valves, all of our faculties open unto him, giving him praise, loving him because of who he is. But in this day and in this time of where we are right now, a lot of stuff that we are even asking the Lord for, we're petitioning the Lord for, if we would just really get off into a praise, really get off into a, I'm talking about a praise, you know, where we just lose ourselves. You don't see it before. You can get off into a praise, people of God, where you just lose yourself. Now you have gotten off into the essence of praise. And once you begin to get to that place, but you got to lose your consciousness of what you're doing. You're doing it now because it's coming out of your spirit. It's coming out of your being. It's coming out of you unto your Lord. So, and then once you get to that place, now that place is going to bring you on over to worship.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to bring you over to worship. But you can't get to worship except you get your praise right. Praise got to be right. Praise got to be right, because then it leads you into worship. And then now you come to worship. You the scripture says those that worship him in spirit and in truth. You can praise the Lord just because, but now once you get to worship, as you're in that place with him of praise, he's going to begin to show you yourself. You cannot come to worship except the Lord really begin to show you yourself, because the scripture says, let those that worship him in spirit and in truth. So you got to get it right before you come up into his, before you really come in, before you come into this inner court. You see what I'm saying? Because, see, now he really wants to deal with you. Lord have mercy. He really wants, and the whole gist of all of this is that he can have communion with his people. He wants to commune with us, people of God, like he did with Adam in the cool of the day. Oh, what a relationship that was. What a relationship that was. But we cannot do that. We can't do that except he began to show us ourselves as he began to bring us in. And as he began to bring us in, and so many times, and then I'm going to leave this alone because I'm feeling it. But see, the thing about it is, the worship, as I forestated, the Lord begins to show you yourself. And he don't show you yourself so that you can stop praising. He show you yourself so you can repent and get it right. Right there in the praise, the enemy may bring something up. He may bring something up that you've done a long time ago, because mind you now, we are under surveillance. So, the scripture declares, amen, that when he forgives us, he throws it into the sea of forgetfulness. He don't bring it to us no more. So a lot of times, when we are right there in the praise, the enemy will start bringing stuff. But it's already under the blood. It's already covered. But the enemy will start bringing stuff, and you thinking that it's you. But it's the enemy bringing stuff so he can break your stride, so he can break your praise, because he don't want you to cross on over into worship. And we should be so mindful of this, because the Lord, again, he wants to commune with us,
like he did with Adam in the cool of the day. That's all he want to. He want to bring us so closer. He want to bring us so close to him. Love on us. He wants to show us. And as the scripture said, come up hither. Come up hither. Elevate your mind. He want to show us some things. Glory be to God. He don't want us to be earthbound. Amen, Jesus. But he wants to show us some things and love on us. Glory be to God and reveal some things to us. But he can't do that except we come on over into worship. And I'm going to stop right there, woman of God.
Praise the name of the Lord. See, just jump in and we're in this together. We're in this together. And I thank and I praise God for you saying that because that was going to be my next thing to say. Praise bring you into worship.
Mm-hmm.
Praise can bring you into worship. When we learn how to praise God, just because he is who he is, just because of, then it can bring you into the place of worshiping God. It's your will. It's a free will to worship, to praise him or not to. And I praise God for that Minister Bradley was saying because, and it's so true. Praises bring, God dwells a smack in the middle of our praises. So we just learn to praise God.
That's right.
When in hard times. Then we bring God present in the midst of it. Because he dwells right there in it. We bring him right there in the midst of it. And I thank God for that because of we get our back up against the wall. And then what Joe was also saying I want to read this here. And I heard the elder said, and we said, he said, if a man dies, shall he live again? Oh, my appointed time. Will I wait until my change comes? Wait, I say, upon the Lord, and he'll renew the strength. Wait until my change comes. We learn to praise God.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna come and see about you. We learn to magnify and glorify God. He gonna come and see about you. God will not leave us helpless.
Mm-mm.
Praise to bring us into his presence, and then coming into his presence, we can begin to come into the place of worship.
Yeah.
Now you coming up in that praise where God, that communion, they want to commune with us.
Mm-hmm.
He want to sit with us. See, when we stop seeing God, hey, oh yeah, he God is almighty. God is great. God is sitting on the throne. But God also personally. That's where God wants to become so personally with us. So personal that you say, well, Lord, plan is to go here tomorrow. If it be your will, I would like to go. And I'm asking for your blessings. And I'm asking for safe travel. And I'm asking for your mercy and your tender mercy. I want you to send your angel before me and to clear the way. He punched us. And he's not just sitting on a throne and say, you go to hell when you go to hell. I tell you, no. God comes smack dab in the middle. For Christ in us, become that very hope.
Mm-hmm.
Hope of glory. So that's where the men and women of God, and that's where the people of the living God had begin to see God in his greatness. You see God in his greatness in the midst of your pride. Mm-hmm. And if there anyone have anything to say or ask, it's okay. And I'm going to the scripture. If anyone have anything, let Minister Bradley know that you want to come over because this is about real talk. And we want to keep it there. And we want to also, you remember Noah? God found favor for Noah. Noah found favor with God. he found favor with God. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Noah found favor with God. He found favor with God.
Mm-hmm.
Noah found favor with God. Something happened that never happened before. But Noah found favor and Noah found grace. Mm-hmm. Now that grace came on the scene. This is the first occurrence of the word grace. Noah found favor and Noah found grace. Even though God said, Noah, I need you to build me an ark. It never rained before. But God telling Noah it's going to rain. And sometimes God tell you something and people mock. They mock what you say. Oh, yeah. But it ain't never happened before. She walking around here, he walking around and saying this going to happen, that going to happen. That never happened before because it never happened. Don't say it won't happen. And so he found favor and he found grace with God. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. He was. Yes, he was. God told him to build an ark. God told him. These are the generation of Noah. God told Noah to do it because it's going to rain. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, saying, in the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I made them. But Noah found grace. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God he found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you glad for old man Noah finding grace in the eyes of God? And God asked him to build an ark. Had to start all over again with Noah's generation. With Noah's family. Why would God do? Because of wickedness. Not just wicked, when you corrupt. See, that's the difference in wickedness. They're brothers and sisters. So. Corrupt. Just corrupt. And when we get corrupt, God can't do nothing with a corrupt person. Just corrupt. And God looked up on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, full of all flesh. No, was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupt its corrupted ways. But Noah kept integrity. He found favor in God's sight, in God's eyes. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is coming for me, for the earth is full, good God Almighty, with violence. Now, look where we are. Full of violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of wood. He told him what type of wood. Wood that make it. Of the length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and the breadth of the 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. And when the shell thy mate to the ark, and in a cubit shall thou finish it above, and the door of the ark. What that is, God says, I know a lot's going on, but I got y'all. I'm going to be sold to safety. Come on to my ark of safety. In God is safety. In God is safety. In God, there is safety in God. And even if God sees fit to take any of us out, if it's with, hey, he can do what he wants to since he made us, right? Right? But you won't be lost. Even Job told you about the grave will hide you. That's what hide. It's a secret in it. It will hide you from all this turbulence. Mm-hmm. We learn to praise God in all and all in every situation and circumstance. Just praise Him. And then you, when you begin to praise God and think about all His benefits and how good God truly been to you and how we really have done things that we really didn't deserve it, but God, only because of His love towards us, then we see the benefits in it. And then you say, Lord, I know I'm not fit, but I'm tired now. I really want to change my ways. I want you to save me. I want to be delivered from this mess. I got myself in a pickle. I did this. I done it. It's my fault. But I've been trying to get out of it, but I'm just keep digging a hole. I'm going deeper and deeper in it. But I need your grace. I need your mercy. Mm-hmm. I need it, Lord. And I know I'm nothing without you. I can't do anything. And even when I try to do that is right, for some reason, God, I fall short. Oh, man, David says, David was a man after God's own heart. David fell short. But one thing David did, he desired truth in his inward part. David messed up. So God can fix us up. God can fix us up. We already know what's in your heart. God even know what's in your mind. God knows whether we being straight up or not. He already know. And I said, well, Lord, I don't know why. And when I could have just simply just said to, and for some reason, I made an excuse, Lord. I didn't have to make one, but I don't know why I did that. I want you to help me to overcome that part of me. Uh-huh. And Paul said, when I went to do good, evil was always present. Gonna always be present. Because we have to make choices. We have to make choices. Time to heart choices. So know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us and not we ourselves. We're His people. We're the sheep of His pasture. Worship is divine being, a supernatural power, also an act of expression, and such as reverence and respect and adoration. Personal. It's personal. Personal relationship to get to know Him. And the more you get to know Him, the more you can worship Him. And it won't be about stuff and things. Just because He is who He is. Just worship and praise Him for who He is. And not for what we can get from Him. Like a bargain chip. Because if my ways be pleasing unto Him, He will give me the desires of my heart. You too, all of us. Now, we not get everything all the time. Now, children just pouting. But, nevertheless, saints, we learn to praise God in the midst of it all, in the midst of the all, in the midst of it all, in the midst of it all. We learn to give God that due unto His name. When we learn to magnify, and then we said, Lord, I'm just tired now. I used to hear my mom say, when you get sick and tired, you get sick and tired yourself. Yeah. And you get sick and tired of being in that situation and always right there in that place where you are. When you get sick and tired of your own self, you'll do something about your situation. You'll take yourself to Him that is able to deliver. You'll take yourself to Him that made you and created you and know everything it is to know about you. Uh-huh. Promise we weren't going to hold you long. So I'm going to cut this. But I let us worship and bow down. Man ought to worship God. Did you know obeying is a form of worship? Obeying God is a form of worship. Isn't it? Obeying God regardless of the cost, regardless of the price. Abraham did. It was difficult for Abraham to give up Isaac when God, but you know what? Isaac knew he was going to be that sacrifice. He knew. So is it going to be pleasing to the Lord? Just go ahead and do what he wants you to do. I'm the sacrifice. And Abraham realized that, hey, if it's going to be pleasing unto the Lord, I'm going to have to go ahead and do this sacrifice. Because God knew he was going to have to sacrifice his son. And Mr. Abraham was very respectable. I'm just throwing some people out that we're familiar with. Some of these characters that we're familiar with that don't showed us that you can go through. Praise God through it. And then the sister said, everybody asking, can we praise God in a strange land? Yes, you can. Strange situations and circumstances. Yes, you can praise him in the midst of it. Yes, you can. A bed of affliction, yes, you can praise him in the midst of it. Job showed us that. When they asking you to kill you, yes, and then you at your seat. And now you think that God can't tell the sea, hey, water, I need to make a highway. I need you to come on up now. We're on the right in there and just give my people clear path to go through this water. Sometimes God brings us all the way through trouble. And when we get on the other side, we praise him. We get on the side. Then the enemy comes. God, you call him and he seems as if he's not listening to you. He's not paying you no attention. And then we begin to slip back into your old ways, your old trades, your old doings, even your old ways of thinking. I done better this than I was in the world. Good God, I ain't had this hard of a time. Man, I been on dump something and I got that money and you know, did what I had to do to pay them bills. But doing right is going to cost you. It'll cost us. But if we learned just to praise God in the midst of it all, he'll come to our rescue. And he'll make us better off than what we were. Because worship God is not about, rubies, diamonds, gold, earthly values. We are more, and God is more important to us, and we should be more important to God than about this material stuff, because this material stuff gonna pass, y'all. And we got to set our treasures in heaven's place. We got to set where your heart is. Get how many of us people had left. And all that stuff they had is left behind. We got to have a place where we're gonna spend eternal life. We're gonna spend it somewhere. We're gonna spend eternal life somewhere. So it's our time now, and I thank God for your patience, and I'm cutting it off, but there's so much that I really would love to talk about, but time would not permit me to do it tonight. If anyone have questions, I would like to make a comment on out of the word. It's real talk in your situation, and have you seen God, you beheld God, in the midst of your trials, your troubles? Have you not grown when you learn just to humble yourself and obey him and just to trust him? The Lord is rough, but nevertheless, I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to throw in the towel. I've come too far from where I started from. No, nobody didn't tell me the road was going to be easy. But I won't believe. It's that I don't believe. I won't believe he have brought me this far to leave us now. Patient, I praise God for the time that was given. And now we give way to anyone that would just like to come over and and say what you got. Take a minute or so, and because we know time is at hand, and that some of us got to get up in a few minutes, not long, not a few hours, and make plans to leave around 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, and they need rest. People, the body needs the rest, the mind needs the rest for the journey. Would there be one, anyone? I thank you again, Minister Bradley, for your input and the insight. And I thank God for you coming on, just enlightening us the importance of praising God, and it leads to worship. It can lead to a turnaround. Praising God, just getting God's presence, just beginning to praise God. And it can lead to the Holy Ghost falling up on you, too. It can lead you being baptized in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, break out in the praise before you know it. The more you praise, it gets so good till you just begin to praise him and just begin to think on him so, and just begin to just Jesus, just loving up on him so, just loving up on him. So you got a husband. You want your husband to love on you, and you got a wife, you want him to love on you, but your husband and wife also like for you to tell him, honey, you sure look good to me. Husband, wives, and children also like to say, I so thank you for you've done such an awesome job. Husband, wives, children, and mothers like sometimes just to come by just a surprise and say, oh, thank you for thinking of me.
Mm-hmm.
You've done nothing. It isn't nothing. I just wanted just to show you just how much I love you. I just wanted the children to see flowers. My grandchildren just to see some wildflowers, something. Sometimes it be number weed. I tell you the truth. See, Jackson brought me some weed. Yeah, grandmama wanted the weed, but it had little blooms on it. I said, oh, that's so sweet. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Gonna put in some water. Thank you, baby. It was just a weed, but it had a bloom on it. So he wanted me to have it. What? He was thinking of me. And then I said, thank you, baby. I praise him for his act of kindness. Mm-hmm. His act of kindness. He thought of me. A little child thought of me. Sometimes MJ just come and she want to just hug me and kiss on me. And I just get on scold her. And then that she come. I just want to say, ma'am, I love you. And I said, I love you too, MJ. I love you too. Then that she wanted from me, try to wiggle and see could she get it. Why? She said, I better kind of see could I get to that heart. Yay! I want to get to God's heart. Oh! David was a man after God's own heart. Get to his heart. Good God Almighty. Hey, get to his heart, that heart strength. You got a husband or wife, or you may see someone for the first time, and you say, man, she's going to be my wife. So she may not know, but she's going to be my wife. I'm dealing right there. And all the stuff you were playing and all the tricks you were doing, you throw your hat in it. Mm-mm. Man, I'm tired now. I see what I want right there. I see it. I ain't playing no more games. Y'all gonna do what y'all want to. I'm calling it in here. Mm-hmm. That one right there. I got my eyes fixed up on it. I got my eyes. God got his eyes. Oh, yes, sir. I want to come to the apple of his eye. Yes, sir. It's just praise him because of who he is. Mm-hmm. Not just because of stuff, but who he is. He'll bless you with some stuff. There be anyone just like to say anything about his goodness. Well, if not, is there anyone desire salvation?
Praise the Lord, Minister.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Minister Bradley. Praise the Lord, Minister Ollie, for the word.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it tonight. It really brought some things home. You speak the word in such simplicity, Minister. and it brings understanding more. I agree that praise and worship is different because I think of the song that says that we owe God a praise, and we really do. We owe Him our life, and even in debt of just who He is, Brendan, how He's so powerful. Hallelujah. We owe Him a praise. Hallelujah. When we get to the place of worship, I feel like that's the place, the harmony, where the very nature and the will of God in our heart join together. And it almost, when you're in worship, feels like the very face of God is turning to you. So I thank God. I thank God for the word tonight, for praise and worship and doing it. Prayer requests. My prayer request is that I have a deeper relationship and a deeper praise and worship in God, in spirit and truth, because the word in John says that he's seeking after the true worshiper. And when he's seeking, I want to be found in a place of praise and worship. Amen.
Amen. Your name, darling?
Mother Elder.
Okay, Mother Elder.
Thank you.
God bless you. And thank you. I really enjoyed that. Thank you. Would that be another one?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How you doing? You blessed me so much tonight. You and
God.
Sister. Yeah. This is Queen from Texas. Queen. And I thank God for this. So much knowledge. So much of things like we need to slow down and just get to the basics to go back. That's our first love, because when you first get saved, you praise and worship God because you're so happy. So I thank God for bringing us back to our first love, which is praise and worship. Like you say, it goes into the Holy Ghost and everything. It takes you into a different spiritual realm. But I thank God for it, and I'm asking for prayer for the Sterling family. 2 days ago, they lost their grandmother. And not even 3 days later, they lost their mother. So the Sterling family, the Thompson family, yes, ma'am. Oh, my God. I looked on Facebook just now and saw it, and I was like, you know what? They need prayer. Mm-hmm. Grandmother and mama within 48 hours. So, I lift us up, and like I said, I'm Queen from Texas. Just keep praying for me. That God, whatever He has for me, whatever He wants me to do, today I cried because I was in a situation where I had to take the vaccine, and I didn't want to take it. But I have to work, and it's required, it's mandated. And I said, Lord, even in that, You still gonna keep me. Even in that, I'm still gonna be all right.
He's a keeper.
Yes.
He's a keeper.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
He's a keeper, Sister Queen. God is your present help. God already knew what was gonna come up on the face of earth before you got here. He already knew you were gonna face this day before this day came. But God will keep those. He's going to keep you because He knows what's deep down in your heart. He knows your heart. He knows your heart. And fear not your life. He's going to keep you, Sister Queen. Don't beat yourself up. Because God knew, and He knows what's in your heart. God bless you on your journey. God bless you on your journey. Anyone else. Oh, God is a keeper. Whatever situation or predicament fall upon, God is. So glad you're stronger than anything else, Lord. Anyone else? If not, if there be anyone else that requests prayer, you can hit star 6 and come on over make your request known. And if not, we're going to go to the throne of grace tonight. We're going to the throne of grace.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
I'd like to ask prayer for Kirion. She's a friend of my granddaughter, and she has COVID. And for Miss Ann, she has COVID also, and she also has cancer and is a diabetic. So I'd like to ask prayer for both of them.
Kirion?
Kirion.
Uh-huh.
And Miss Ann.
Miss Ann got COVID.
Uh-huh.
And Kirion got, what's wrong with?
COVID.
COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this Sister
Thank
Mary?
You. Yes.
Okay. God bless you, Sister Mary, standing in the gap. Standing in the gap.
Thank
God bless you. Anyone else?
Yeah,
anyone
you
else? Too. If there be anyone else, we don't want to miss no one. If there be anyone else, me and sir always pray and not faint. Family prays together, faith, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, two or three come together, touching green on the same thing, God be in the midst of it. We just come in agreement with you tonight. Just gonna. If not, Minister Bradley, you see anyone else?
There's no one on the platform, no ma'am.
God bless you. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. God bless you. Now, Father, as we approach the throne of grace tonight, we come first, God, with thanksgiving in our hearts. We're grateful to you for who you are. We thankful, God, for your word. We thank and we praise you, God, for what our ears have heard. We thank and we praise you for what our hearts have received, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, as we come to you tonight, we present your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. We cast in our cares upon you because you care for us, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, Mother Edward, want a deeper praise, God, a deeper relationship. She really wants to just to know you in every situation, aspect of life, in the name of Jesus. We bring her to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will reveal yourself even the more, that you will put such a stir out on the inside of her, God, that she can't have, I cannot help but just to magnify his name. And even when she gets in a strange praise for some reason, she just has to, when she can, may not can say it out of her mouth, just wave a hand to your glory, Father. In the name of Jesus, just to wave a hand, God, and let you know, God, I just want to tell you thank you. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And Father God, even we come tonight on the behalf of the Sterling family, on the behalf of the Thomas family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, we ask you to touch right now. Touch this family, God, in the heartbreak. Oh, mighty God, touch this family, Father God. Amen, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the brokenness, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, build them up where they've been torn down. Strengthen them, God, where they have been made weak, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mama and grandmama, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, teach them to know you, Lord, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. God, give them a vessel. Praise the vessel, God, in the name of Jesus, where they can, God, get that mothering, that mothering love. They can get that mothering care. They can get that grandmother care, that grandmother love, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, be with this family. Put your arms around them, God. Oh, Jesus. Only you, God. Only you. Only you. Only you. Only you. Only you, God. In the name of Jesus. For I know what it is to lose a mom. I know what it feels like to lose a grandmother. I know the heartaches and the pain. I know what it feels like, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to be with them, God. Oh, God, bless Queen. Bless Queen, God, for just taking the time out, God, and bring them, God, unto you in the name of Jesus. Bless, God, her that she's not selfish. She thought on someone else besides herself. Do likewise for Sister Mary, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, to be with Carrie Arm and Miss Ann, Lord. We know you're a healer, and we know you're a great deliverer. We don't heard so many been sick. So many, God, gone to the hospital. So many have rapture. And so many, God, have faced COVID. But, God, you brought them out on the other side. You made them victorious, God, in the name of Jesus. You didn't leave them in the situation that they were found in. They found out, God, even COVID had to bow. Yay, mighty God. Even COVID had to bow in Jesus' name. Oh, mighty God. Some reports say they thought they was going to die. Some reports that they thought they were going to make it out. But you showed them you was greater. Ah, you greater. You greater. No matter what we face, you greater. In the name of Jesus, keep your hands on the people. Keep your hands on your people. Father, in the name of Jesus. But what all we go through, that we may know you. That we may know you. Just to know you and your power in the name of Jesus, that no man can deceive us. Like Job said, God, oh, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, just to know you, in every circumstances of life, in every situations of life, to know you, for I know that my Redeemer lives and that he shall stand at the latter days upon the earth. Lord, in the name of Jesus. And mighty God, although after my skin worm destroyed his body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Listen, saint. Yet in my flesh shall I see God. Yet in my flesh, even though COVID wreaked havoc, but you'll still be able to see God. He is high. He lifted up. And his train do fill the temple. We bless the name of the Lord tonight. We ask you, God, be with all those that are going through this COVID situation. We ask you to cover them, hide them, protect them, shield them, God, sustain them, heal them in the name of Jesus. For you're God of no respectable person. And, Lord, as it be so, that's your will. That's your will. That Joel say, you God, you gave, and God, you take it. As it be thy will, Father. Help us to come to the place in our life that knowing that God you gave and Lord you take it and that we can bless your name regardless of where we find ourselves, Father. In the name of Jesus, help us to come to that place, God. Help us to come to that place, God, where we'll still bless your name. In the name of Jesus, oh, mighty God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, bless those, God, going to travel early morning. Give them traveling mercy, Father. Be with them, shield and protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. God, in the name of Jesus, sustain the body in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, be with the Marie family. Strengthen them, build them, God. Encourage them, lead and guide and direct them, Father, in the way you desire them to go in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, be God. And be strong and mighty in the midst, Father, in the name of Jesus, for this is very touching. It's very touching, but God, we still owe you a praise. It's very touching, but God, we still owe you the honor. We owe you a praise, God, because we're doing to thy name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the time that you have given all of us together. We thank you for the time that you allow us to be here. We thank you for the time that you've given us to each other, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, bless these people. On the sound of my voice, those four and near, cover now with the blood of Jesus. Hide even now behind the cross. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for all things, Father. In your son Jesus' name, we do pray. And for those that did not come to the line, move on the behalf of their family. Strengthen them and encourage their hearts. Father, in the name of Jesus, meet their every need according to your riches that is in glory. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to be with Teresa. Father God, come many. We ask you to be with her, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, Lord God, all that I ask of you, let thy will be done. Thy will be done. Be with Minister Bradley, Mother. Be with all those, God, that are facing some kind of adversity in their life. The PNNN family, remember them in all things, Father, in Jesus' name. And every minister of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, your servants, remember them. Remember them, Father. And let them lead your people, guide your people in the way that you desire. The way you desire, Father. In your son Jesus' name, we thank and we praise you now. We magnify you. We lift your name up. Thank you for hearing us always. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God be with you all tonight. Minister Bradley.
Amen.
Turn it back over the hand. Minister Bradley. Oh, God, I bless your name. Thank you.
Amen, people of God. Amen, 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 amen. We bless the Lord again tonight, people of God. And at that, amen, we just want to open the lines, glory to God. But before we open the lines, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast. As always, you can get a copy. We will, amen, give you these two numbers, if you will, if you have your pencil ready. The first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. As well, if you're listening internationally and you would like to get a copy of the broadcast, you can go out to WhatsApp. Amen. You can text us via WhatsApp. Let us know you would like to have a copy. And that number is 678-608-7234. 678-608-7234. Amen. And we thank God for the word on tonight. We bless the Lord. Amen. For all of your input. We bless God on tonight. Amen. For you, Minister Ollie, God bless you. God bless you. We thank God for you. Ollie's Hour. Real talk. Ollie's Hour. Amen. And we just give God thanks and we give him praise. Amen. For Ollie's Hour. And we just pray now and lift you up before the Lord. Father, we thank you. We bless you again now on tonight. We thank you for this word that has gone forth. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for just coming to break bread with us, to cause us to hear and cause us to understand and cause us to see your way in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for this word on tonight. We thank you for your messenger now in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we lift her before you. We lift Minister Ali before you. We lift your servant before you now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would bless her now. Bless her. Glory be to God. Bless her beyond anything, oh God, that she could even ask or think. We're asking that you would bless her. Glory to God. Bless her ministry. Bless this ministry, oh God, that you place within her. Father, that she will move forth for kingdom's sake in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, oh, glory to God. We're asking that you bless her going out and her coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. We're asking you, glory to God, to cause your face to shine upon your servant now in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that you would breathe afresh upon her. Glory to God, that even in the days ahead, the open doors, the open doors, the open doors to carry forth this ministry. We thank you for open doors. We thank you, glory to God, for giving her strength, strengthen her body right now, even for the days ahead, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking now, glory to God, we're asking for traveling mercies, even on tomorrow as she travels. Glory to God, those that will be traveling, Father, we're asking that you would cover traveling mercies. Be with your people in the precious name of Jesus. Take us there, Father. Bring us back at the appointed time. And for this, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. We bless your precious name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. And woman of God, we want to, amen, turn it back over to you. Glory to God for other remarks and for this missile. We thank God again so much for this word. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Thank Jesus and people of God, when we know better, we do better. Isn't that right? Amen. And we thank the Lord on tonight that he has brought forth the understanding even the more that we can know what we're doing. Amen. Amen. Praise him. Praise him with a pure heart. Glory to God. Amen. And we're not going to go there. Amen. But I tell you, I thank God for this word tonight. Amen. And woman of God, we're going to turn it back over to you for other remarks and for the blessing of the line. Amen. And then afterwards, we're going to open the line, people of God, and we want you to give God a praise before you leave the line on tonight. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Ali.
God bless you again, Minister Bradley.
Yeah.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We thank God for you all tonight. We praise God once again for your, just for your coming, just for your being. We thank God just for, it's a blessing, saint. It's truly a blessing just to fellowship with you all. Just to fellowship with you. And I bless God for you tonight because you could have been doing something else, but you decide you come. And for that, I am indeed grateful. I thank God and I love you. We appreciate God for each and every last one of you all. Now, Father God, we ask you to cause your face to shine upon this people. We ask you, God, to keep this people in your care. We ask you to lead and guide and direct this people, God, in the path that you have them to go, Father. We ask your Heavenly Father, make each and every one on pathway straight in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus. God, let them become the apple of your eye. Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, let your healing virtue be with each and every last one of them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, let your angels go before them, God. In the name of Jesus, send Michael before him, God, fight on their behalf. Gave a God to speak to them in times when it seemed so difficult. Father, in the name of Jesus, goodness and mercy, God, shall follow them all the days of their life. Lord, we thank you once again just for loving us. Thank you once again for just being patient with us. Thank you once again just being long-suffering with us, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for pitying us. Father, we just want to tell you thank you tonight. Thank you for those who are in here. Lord God, remember those in chaos in different parts of the world. They are your people. Remember God and show yourself to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And bring down the will of the wicked one in the name of Jesus. But Lord, nevertheless, there's some battles. You said we have no need to fight him. Teach us to know which one. In the name of Jesus, because victory is ours and the battle is yours. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We praise you once again. We magnify you. We love you and we adore you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Go with God. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessings on you.
Amen. For God, we want to open up the line. Glory to God. And we want you to give God, amen.
All participants are unmuted.
Tonight, glory to God. Come on and lift your voices on tonight and give God a praise. Glory to God. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Give him a praise on tonight.
Glory,
glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory
to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God, people of God, amen. Glory to God, we give God thanks and praise. Amen. Jesus, we want you to come on back tomorrow night. Glory to God. Glory to God, just be in the prayer with us, amen. Even as we travel along the way, glory to God, amen. As you know, tomorrow is, amen, the laying to rest of our own prophetess, evangelist, Everett, amen, Jesus. So just be in prayer. Amen, with us as we travel. Amen, those of you that are going, glory to God, we look to see you there. Amen, God bless you tonight, people of God. God bless you, and we look, amen, to see you on tomorrow night, if not tomorrow. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.